Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerINC.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, good afternoon. We had a higher live cattle futures market today. They were up here. We were up 87 in April at 141.35. That April contract's winding down. Still no deliveries. The oldest days against April as of yesterday was January the 6th of 22. So we are winding that contract down. June live cattle 77 higher at 136.57. The August 80 higher at 138.17. The feeder cattle were up 87 in April at 156.65. The May's up $1.62 at 160.77, while August was down two. So that May to August spread moved $1.65 today. A really big move for a spread like that. But you do get some typical between your spring months, your March, April, and May. Then you skip June, July, and then August. So there's quite a bit of time in between May and August. So sometimes those spring versus summer contracts do move as much as they did today. The May hogs are down $1.82 at 114.72. June down $1.07 here at 121.32. Box beef at midday was 271.12. Up slightly. Select up 79 at 260.25. And in the week, we have a cattle on feed report, which will be out on Friday. The on feed is April 1st. Average guess, this is from Reuters, 100.4% in last year. Placements 92.2%. Marketing is 98.2%. So,
still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, grain futures into red across the board here. We were down 1 to 9 cents in the corn, with May corn the weakest of all the contracts, down 9 and a quarter, 804. July down 7 and a quarter, 799 and three quarters. D's down 2 and three quarters. So the old crop selling off more than new crop. The beans were steady today, anywhere from 3 lower to about 2 higher. November's a half lower at 1520 and a half. On the November beans. And then the wheat futures were down here. July, Kansas City down 12 and three quarters, 1176 and a quarter. Overnight, they were briefly above 12 bucks at 1202. The Chicago wheat was 14 to 21 lower, with July Chicago down 19 and three quarters at 1109. And Minneapolis wheat down 4 to 5 cents. Cotton futures, December down 252 at 120.92. Gave quite a bit back today, but if you remember, we've been rallying pretty steadily for like almost a year. But here more recently, the whole month of March and now into April, up until today, the market has been going up. So it went from $1 at the beginning of March to $1.23 or so earlier today. So quite a good rally there for the cotton futures. There is some rain forecast. I think that's impacting the market today. Currently, the Dow's up about 500. Crude oil's down $5.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.